Listen to the conversation between Simon and an English-speaking supplier.
Schlosserei Meier, was kann ich für Sie tun?
Hello, Joe Smith speaking. I'm sorry, I don't speak German. Do you speak English?
Sure, no problem. Simon Gruber speaking. How can I help you?
I'd like to speak to someone to check the delivery address for our first shipment directly to your workshop.
Well, maybe I can help you. What address do you have?
It's Gewerbepark 2, postcode A5723 Tobersbach, Uttendorf, Austria.
Yes, that's our regional warehouse address. Our workshop address is different, however.
I'll get a pen. Go ahead, but slowly, please. Your addresses seem very difficult to me.
It's Schlosserei Meier, Schwarzenbachstraße, 15, 6370, Kitzbühel, Austria.
At least the name is the same. Could you please spell the street name for me, though?
Yes, of course. It's Schwarzenbachstraße. S-C-H-W-A-R-Z-E-N-B-A-C-H, followed by S-T-R, which is the short form for Straße, meaning street. Then number 15.
Pardon? I'm sorry, I didn't understand the last part. Could you please repeat it?
Of course. S-T-R, which is the short form for Straße, meaning street. Then number 15. So, have you got that?
Yes, but could I just check the first letter again for the street name? The phone line is a bit crackly. Is it S for sugar or F for Freddy?
It's S for sugar.
Okay, now the town name. Does the postcode really go in before the town name?
Yes, it does, here in Austria. The town is Kitzbühel. That's K-I-T-Z-B-U, with an umlaut, H-E-L.
I knew it was going to be difficult to spell. What's an umlaut?
It's a letter with two dots on top. It simply means an E after the U, if that's any easier on your computer system.
Thanks. So, let me repeat that back to you. It's K-I-T-Z-B-U-E instead of an umlaut, H-E-L.
That's correct. When can we expect your consignment?
It'll probably be with you sometime next week.
I'll pass on the information to my boss.
Thank you, Simon. You've been most helpful. Bye.
You're welcome. Goodbye, Joe, and I look forward to speaking to you again.